Actually, I didn't understand the exercise that way at all, because I was asked to talk about parameter concerning my work. So I understood what are the parameters that I choose to frame my workspace. So this is how I. So it's yeah, it's not about the tools I use or anything. It's more about what kind of context I feel like working in. I had a massive burnout. I was not able to read for 1 year, so I have to change completely what work mean for me. Except, of course, there's a question of income. I don't have a capital, so I have to work sometimes to get some income in order to pay the rent and the food and so on. But I realized after the burnout that there was different parameters that was not exactly mine, the one I choose, in order for me to decide, yes, I will work there or in another place. So there is, of course, the necessity, which means that I not always had chosen the work I was in. But there were some parameters, and this is how I understood the exercise. That was the question of income, and especially have a high income, that is related to the amount of years that I have been in school. This is not a parameter that I chosen, but that was one of the parameters before. Something linked with social position, the fact that I had inherited the idea that with work I was supposed to have a better work than my parents in some ways. In sort of an inheritance of a will to succeed, you know. So whatever that means, of course. And there was another parameter that was really important for me, was the stability of the work. So I mainly have been in work that I last like 7 years or in the same place. And I was, except now, I was always, I had this OCCD.
Contract.
A long-term contract, you know. So that was the parameters before the burnout, the variables. Of course, there's some variables, huh? Like things that can happen in a workplace, and the fact that I had sometimes to reclaim stuff inside the workplace, this kind of stuff. But this was the parameter. So I changed the parameters. First thing I've done is a reverse budget. It was to see, okay, on the question of income, how much do I need? Not how much I'm supposed to get because of the years I've studied and because of this will to succeed. So that changed completely the perspective. The second parameter I decided to try to have concerning work is, what is the interest I have in it? I know it can sound weird, because we suppose, especially when you have done higher studies, to choose something. But sometimes I did not. Another parameter that is important for me now is the kind of relation I have with the people I'm working with. So I'm trying not to work with people I don't know, or people that are not at least one relation from me. So I can work with somebody that was introduced me by someone else. Though there's the question of proximity. This is a political proximity, but also, I don't know. I don't have exactly the word to describe this parameter.
Why did you pick that?
What?
Why did you decide that?
Because actually, this is what. Actually, I never find a work in my whole life that was not actually like this, because I. Another decision is not to make CV anymore. Because actually, I never find a work, even the long-term work I was in, even in institution or when I was working for some lobbies here, I never find a work where I send a CV and then getting an answer. It was always, oh, you're doing this. Send your CV or please get in touch with this person. They are looking someone like you. And I never have work otherwise. I never just send my CV somewhere. So it's a waste of time. And I don't want to waste my time anymore. This is another a criteria. Another criteria now is, will that that place of work will make me tired? Because I get easily tired now, and after a burnout, the question of tiredness just changed the way you see the world, because you know you cannot do things like before. I have been working like 60 hours a week before. I cannot do this anymore. So this is another criteria. Another criteria that haven't been a criteria for me before, because work was almost everything for part of my life, was the equilibrium between personal life and work. I know this sounds stupid, but actually I had no life for some time in my life. Like almost when I was living in Paris, I was working. That was my life. Another criteria is, can I have a nap during the day? because I've been reading a lot about how the brain works and how you can and the question of attention, and there's always a time during the day when I need to sleep, because I cannot have this much attention that first I had before, but also it's not really productive in a way. Another criteria is, am I bored or not? And how much can I sustain, I can face the amount of boredness that there is in work? And sometimes it's not that long. I think 2 years is better than 7 years. That was my criteria before. I had to realize that I'm an emotional person, and that the feminist view on personal is political is completely what has shaped my life, which was something that I didn't have the conscious really before, and so I have to take this in account. I'm an emotional person, and I've been fighting against it all my life, but I cannot do it otherwise. So the question of power is really there behind this criteria. When I go to a place of work, I cannot not see the relation of power in there. And in previous year, that made me suffer a lot. The last really steady job I had, I was a unionist, even though I was in the encadrement,
management.
In the management. I had to be a unionist there because there was too much stuff at stake. I couldn't stand it. I cannot stay. I know some people can do this, be in a shitty place and just make their go to work and go back home, but me, I know I cannot do this. So the question of emotion is really important, because I'm an emotional person, so this is another criteria. I said no CV, and also the place of work has to be able to accept me just the way I am. I don't want to try to be someone else anymore. So I don't want to wear, suits, I don't want to hide part of my life. So this is something that I realized when I was working for Brussels Town. That was quite a relief, actually, to be able to be myself. Even if the question of class and gender were not that clear, I could be just myself, a lesbian, married, with a kid and everything, and that was fine with everybody. And this is something that I think is a criteria that I need, and that's it. More or less.